Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Strawberry Alarm Clock. Look at his back. That's from the way, way, way back machine. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me, folks. I want to continue to talk, just the two of us. One thing I'll point out, folks, if you don't mind, forgive me if this sounds like a shameless self-promotion, but I do think it's important to point out, if you have my book, The Third Ingredient, go reread section 2A and B and see what you think. Reread it in the current context. Reread those two sections, the Potterville and the Bedford Falls episodes, and see what you think. Don't use my examples. Use them as specific. Use them as metaphors and see what you think. And while you're reading those, keep in mind the concept of vulnerability. Think about this, folks. When I think back on how vulnerable, when I look back at history and I think about vulnerability, I think about the Revolutionary War. This nation, this continent was very vulnerable. The idea of a new nation was vulnerable. Number one, we hadn't even put it together yet, and yet we were under attack, and that got resolved. The Civil War, holy mackerel, that was what a vulnerable time. We could have been split down the middle, and over that, and we resolved that. World War I, the war to end all wars. We thought it was the worst, but the truth is it wasn't. World War II was worse. It was global, right? We were fighting war on multiple fronts, two major theaters, one of them across a lot of water, and yet we resolved that. But during all those times, and then other times in this, since then, bunch of recessions and the Depression, I forgot to throw that in. We had the Depression. All those times, after the attack of 9/11, didn't you feel vulnerable? After the 2008 financial crisis, didn't you feel vulnerable? I did. All of us did. These are times of vulnerability. And when vulnerability happens, when we're vulnerable, the bad guys, unfortunately, the devil is alive and well on planet Earth. And he manifests in the form of people who think that they should control other people, like Xi Jinping in China and Putin in Russia and the mullahs in Iran and the dummy over in North Korea. People like that think that they should control the people, instead of realizing that, hey, guys, you know, there's enough here for all of us. You guys prosper in your country, I'll prosper in mine, and let's do business. There's enough here for all of us. Earth is a blessed planet. There's enough here for all of us. There's no reason to be vulnerable, but yet we are. This coronavirus, I don't know if we're going to find out that this was weaponized or not. There's some evidence that it might have been. Maybe I'm not saying that it was intentionally released, but I think maybe it was. We may find out that this was engineered. It seems to be an exotic disease, this COVID-19. And so right now we're vulnerable. And when we have vulnerability, this is when we have to pay attention to the weak links. We have to pay attention to where we're weak and protect those, add extra protection to those. I've talked recently with experts about how we've got to be more specific and committed to being secure online, and some things we need to do to keep the cyber bad guys out of our lives and the advantages that they'll try to take. But we also have to take care of ourselves. We have to be leaders among ourselves. And you've heard me say, believe in yourself as we believe in each other. You know, everyone's having a tough time right now, but guess what? I promise you, if you look around, you'll find somebody who's having a tougher time than you are. These are times when we all need to step up and help those people. If you've got a full portion, you can do with a little bit less. Give them a little bit of your portion. This is what we're going to have to do. This is what Americans do. We don't wait on the government. We step up, and this is what we take care of our own. I do think that the government is trying to help. I know they're trying to help Main Street in a way that they did not help in 2008 and 9. That money is going to come. I don't know how long it's going to take. We're still stuck a little bit. But I want you to take the money. Blend it with your organic resources. And so we can, because remember, folks, as we work through this thing, I want you to keep one thing in mind. And I told you this in 2009. Surviving is winning. If you can open your doors January 1, 2021, you won. Surviving is winning. So remember, folks, let's believe in ourselves as we believe in each other. Let's help each other. Look around you. Don't wait for someone to ask you for help. Okay, be a little nosy if you have to and ask people, do you need help? Can I help you? And help them. And don't worry about anything else. Because we'll help each other. Believe in yourself as we believe in each other. Surviving is winning. This too will pass. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Yes, I lost all track of time. Started walking, couldn't stop, turning it over.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.